All right, so get this. We're diving deep today into the Midnight Snow Train.
Ooh, fun.
I know, right? It's a classic. Leela and Carrie sneak onto this magical train,
Oh, yeah.
and bam, they're in a winter wonderland. But we're going deeper than just a story. We're talking symbols, hidden meanings, all that cool
We
stuff.
love it.
Get ready to see this children's book like never before.
You know, it's amazing how these simple stories can be so complex when you really look at them.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here for, right? To uncover all those hidden gems.
Exactly, like little literary treasures.
Okay, so right off the bat, the conductor says this really interesting thing to Leela and Carrie. He says, "If you believe in winter magic, the Midnight Snow Train will always return."
Oh, I remember that line.
Right. And I remember thinking, even as a kid, like, whoa, belief is powerful stuff.
It really is. And you know, it's not just any magic, it's winter magic. Very specific.
Ooh, good point.
Tying that belief directly to the setting, to the very essence of the
I
story.
like that. And speaking of the setting, the land of everlasting winter is just, wow,
Right?
sensory overload in the best way possible.
Totally agree.
Like, we've got ice castles that twinkle like stars, and then there are these fish glowing under the frozen rivers.
It's magical.
It is. And get this, the mountains, they actually laugh when the wind tickles
Oh,
them.
that's right. I love that detail.
It's pure whimsy, like a snow globe, but a million times better.
The author really nails that sense of wonder, doesn't he?
He does for sure. And it's all in the language too, like playful, almost musical.
It's true. You can practically hear the crunch of the snow under your boots.
You know what else is interesting? The snow itself. It's like more than just weather in this story.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's everywhere, constantly changing, shaping the landscape.
It's almost like a character,
No, it is a
Right?
very important one, too. It's what we call a motif, you see.
A motif. Okay, so what's that then?
A motif is a recurring element in a story, but it's not just there for decoration. It has a deeper meaning.
So, like, the snow has a deeper meaning.
Think about it. Snow covers everything in this pristine white light, like a fresh start, a blank canvas.
Yeah.
So it's no coincidence that Leela and Carrie experienced this huge transformation in a land completely covered in snow.
Whoa, okay. I'm starting to see this story in a whole new light.
That's the magic of a deep dive, right?
It is. Now, there's another part that always stuck with me. The Great Snowball Challenge.
Oh, yeah, the penguins and reindeer.
Yep. A giant snowball fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun in games, but could there be a deeper meaning there too?
You're on the right track, remember. In a well-crafted story, every detail serves a purpose.
So the snowball fight isn't just a random event.
What if it symbolizes the challenges Leela and Carrie face throughout their journey?
I never thought of that.
They have to work together, come up with strategies, overcome obstacles. It's all there in that playful snowball fight.
Wow, you're blowing my mind here.
And that makes the Golden Snowflake Trophy even more interesting, don't you think?
The trophy, yeah, it's like proof that the whole adventure was real.
Exactly a tangible reminder of this incredible experience.
It's funny, right? How a physical object can hold so much meaning.
It is, and it's not just any trophy, it's a snowflake tying back to that central motif again.
Right.
Snowflakes are unique, intricate, beautiful, just like the journey
I'm
itself.
seeing so many connections now.
The author is subtly suggesting that challenges like snowflakes can be beautiful and worth cherishing.
I love that. And even when the train ride ends, the magic lingers thanks to that trophy.
And don't forget those faint train tracks in the snow at the very end.
Oh, yeah. What about those?
It's like the story is saying the adventure never truly ends, does it?
It's leaving the door open for more.
Exactly. That open ending is an invitation for the reader for you to imagine what happens next.
So Leela and Carrie could tweet back on the Midnight Snow Train anytime.
Who knows where it'll take them next? The possibilities are endless.
This deep dive has been amazing. The Midnight Snow Train is so much more than just a children's story.
It reminds us that magic and wonder exist even in the everyday.
Even when we're all grown up.
Exactly. Maybe the real challenge is to keep that childlike sense of awe alive.
To see the world through the lens of possibility.
Where can you find your own midnight snow train?
Ooh, I like that.
It might be closer than you think.
That's something to think about for sure. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep believing, and who knows, maybe you'll find yourself on that midnight snow train.
Anything is possible.